February 28, 1928, just as God has the hierarchy of angels in heaven with 9 distinct choirs, so will he have the hierarchy of the children of his kingdom with 9 more choirs. Condition of the late confessors, and how the memory of Father Di Francia will not be extinguished in this work. I was thinking about the holy divine volition, and 1,000 thoughts crowded my poor mind. They seemed like many stronger lights that were arising, which then unified themselves within the same light of the eternal sun of that fiat which knows no setting. But who can say what I was thinking? I was thinking about the many knowledges spoken to me by Jesus on the divine will, and how each of them brings a divine life into the soul, with the imprint of a rarity of beauty, of happiness, but distinct from one another, which it places in common with one who has the good of knowing it and of loving it. So, I thought to myself, one knowledge more or one less, there will be great difference between one soul and another. So, I felt sorrow in remembering my late confessors, who had had so much interest in making me right with Blessed Jesus would tell me on the divine will. I felt sorrow for Venerable Father Di Francia, who had made so many sacrifices in coming from far away, meeting expenses for the publication. And just when things were moving forward, Jesus brought him to heaven with himself. So, since these did not possess all that regards the fiat, they will not possess all the lives and rarities of beauty and happiness which these knowledges contain. But while my mind was wandering amidst many thoughts, such that if I wanted to tell them all I would be too long, my sweet Jesus stretched out his arms within my interior, and spreading light, he told me, "My daughter, just as I have the hierarchy of angels, with 9 distinct choirs, so will I have the hierarchy of the children of the kingdom of my divine fiat. It will have its 9 choirs, and they will distinguish themselves from one another according to the varieties of beauties which they have acquired by knowing, some more, some less, the knowledges that pertain to my fiat. Therefore, each additional knowledge about my divine volition is one new creation which it forms in creatures, of happiness and of unreachable beauty, because it is a divine life that runs within it, bringing within itself all the shades of the beauties of the one who manifests them, and all the keys and sounds of the joys and happinesses of our divine being. So, if our paternal goodness exposes its life, its beauty and happiness, to the point of creating it in the midst of creatures, and they do not interest themselves in knowing it in order to take it by means of our knowledges already given to them, it is not right that they receive either the beauty, or the sounds of our joys as their own endowments. They will take what they have known. Therefore, there will be various choirs in the hierarchy of the kingdom of my divine will. If you knew what difference will pass between those who bring my knowledges from the earth and those who will acquire them in heaven. The first will have them as their own endowments and one will see in them the nature of the divine beauty, and will hear the same sounds of the joys and happinesses which their Creator makes one hear and forms. On the other hand, in the second, these will be neither their own nature nor their own endowments, but they will receive them as the effect of the communication of others, almost as the earth receives the effects of the sun, but does not possess the nature of the sun. Therefore, those who will possess all the knowledges will form the highest choir, and according to their knowledge, so will the different choirs be formed. However, all those who have acquired these knowledges, whether in full or in part, will have the noble title of children of my kingdom, because, for one who has the good of knowing them in order to make them one's own life, these knowledges on my fiat have the virtue of ennobling the creature, and of making the vital humors of the divine life flow within the soul, and of raising her to her first origin. And they are like the brush of the let us make man in our image and likeness, and they portray the image of the Creator in the creature. As for some knowing more and some less, then, the nobility of these will not be destroyed. It will happen, for example, as to a noble family, which has many children, some of whom give themselves to studying, and others to fine arts. Those elevate themselves more, have high and decorous positions, are known, loved and esteemed more, since, because of the sciences which they possess, they do more good in the midst of the people, which the other brothers do not do. But in spite of this, the fact that, by their sacrifices, these elevate themselves so much, does not destroy the other brothers being noble, because all of them carry within themselves the noble blood of their father, and therefore they dress in a noble fashion, they have noble manners in operating and speaking, in everything. Such will be the children of my fiat, all noble. They will lose the roughness of the human volition, the miserable rags of passions. The darkness of doubts, of fears, will be put to flight by the light of my knowledges, and will cast all into a sea of peace. Therefore, your confessors who have passed into the next life will be like the prelude of the children of my will. In fact, the first one sacrificed himself very much and worked to help the tiny little field of your soul. And even though, at that time, I spoke to you little about my fiat, because first I had to dispose you, he will be like the first herald, like the dawn that announces the day of the kingdom of my will. The second and the third confessors of yours, who so much participated, and knew in great part the knowledges of my will, and made so much sacrifice, especially the third one, who so much loved that they become known, and sacrificed himself so much in writing, will be like the rising sun which, placing itself on its course, forms the day full of light. Those who follow will be like the full midday of the great day of my will. According to the interest they have had, and will have, they will be placed, some at the first hour of the day of my volition, some at the second, some at the third, and some at the full midday. And do you think that the memory of Father Diferentia, his many sacrifices and desires to make my will known, to the point of initiating the publication, will be extinguished in this great work of my divine fiat, only because I brought him with me to heaven? No, no. On the contrary, he will have the first place, because by coming from far away, he went as though in search of the most precious thing that can exist in heaven and on earth, of the act that glorifies me the most, or rather, will give me complete glory on the part of creatures, and they will receive complete goods. He prepared the ground so that my divine will might be known. So much so, that he spared nothing, neither expenses, nor sacrifices. And even though the publication did not have its completion, by even just initiating it he prepared the ways so that one day the work of my will in the midst of creatures can be known and have life. Who will ever be able to destroy the fact that Father Diferentia has been the first initiator in making known the kingdom of my will? And only because his life was extinguished, the publication did not have its completion? So, when this great work becomes known, his name, his memory, will be full of glory and of splendor, and he will have his prime act in a work so great, both in heaven and on earth. In fact, why is there a battle going on, and almost everyone yearns for victory, to win in withholding the writings on my divine fiat? Because he had brought the writings with himself in order to publish them. Had it not been so, who would have talked about it? No one. And if he had not made others comprehend the importance, the great good of these writings, no one would have interested himself. Therefore, my daughter, my goodness is so great that I reward justly and superabundantly the good that the creature does, especially in this work of my will, which I so much care for. What will I not give to those who occupy and sacrifice themselves in order to place in safety the rights of my eternal fiat? I will exceed so much in giving, as to make heaven and earth astonished. On hearing this, I thought to myself, if these knowledges contain so much good, if blessed Jesus continues after my death with more knowledges on his fiat to other souls, will a work so great not be attributed to that work? And Jesus, moving as though hurriedly in my interior, added, No, no, my daughter. Just as of Father Diferentia it will be said that he has been the first propagator, and your confessors have been cooperators, So it will be said that the little daughter of my will has been the first and the depository of a good so great, to whom it was entrusted and who is chosen with a special mission. Suppose that someone has made an important invention. It might be that others propagate it, diffuse it more, imitate it, expand it. But no one will be able to say, I am the inventor of this work. It will always be said, the inventor was such and such. The same will be with you. It will be said that the origin of the kingdom of my fiat, the depository, was the little daughter of my will.